So verse 15 says, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his own daughter, to go into the king, she asked for nothing except what Haggai, the king's eunuch, who had charge of the women, advised. Now Esther was winning favor in the eyes of all who saw her. And again, you see this hint about her teachable, submissive spirit. She knows that Haggai has more knowledge of this sort of thing than she does, and she's growing in favor with a lot of people. And this might be a good place to say, guys, one of the responsibilities we have as grandparents is to teach our girls, teach our granddaughters, how to win favor in the eyes of others in a godly way. Now, we got to do that. And we can do that by teaching them principles from Scripture, especially Proverbs. We need to be teaching them these things. And listen, guys, Esther knew she didn't know much. She was dependent on this guy. She knew she didn't know much. We've got to teach our young girls the same thing. You don't know much. We've got to teach them that. And that's not easy because so many of them are taught now by the influence of secular counselors, by educators, and of course the popular media, the movies they watch. They're taught not to be teachable. They're taught they know. You know what's best for you. You make your own decisions. And so they learn to be arrogant and insolent, and they start making their own decisions, but they don't have any wisdom for it. They think they know what's best for themselves, but they don't. And we've got to disabuse them of that misconception. We've got to say, wait, you don't know much, girls. You don't. Boys either, but you know, I'm focusing on girls right now because of Esther. I think one of the reasons that God has allowed some of us in here to develop some wisdom through the years, one of the things He used for that, was we were raised in a society where parents and other adults would tell us very quickly, you've got a lot to learn, buddy. You don't know as much as you think you do, buddy. You don't know much. You've got a lot to learn. And for some of us, that grabbed hold, and we started realizing, I guess I don't know much. I got to learn some stuff. And we tried to learn. We tried to develop a teachable spirit. And if we want our daughters and our granddaughters to be good decision makers, we don't do that by just turning decisions over to them. Here are your decisions. Go ahead and make them. Do the best you can. No, we teach them, but by nature, they are bad decision makers. They don't know how to make good decisions. We've got to teach them that. They're not going to believe it at first. We've got to make it clear to them, you're a bad decision maker until you get God's wisdom in you. You've got to have the wisdom of God to be a good decision maker. That's the only way. And so we've got to teach them through admonition, through instruction, through discipline, that they need a lot of godly counsel. They need godly counsel all the way through those young years. And if they learn to need it then, they'll learn to need it as they get older too. Even as adults, they'll carry that through. We all need godly counsel. We must not get to think that we are so smart, we're so good, we can make our own decisions. And our girls, especially young girls, can't do that. They need help. We need to lead them to Christ. They need to be saved. They need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. They need to learn to develop that meek and gentle spirit that God talks about. They learn to say no to sin, to learn to say yes to God, to learn to value inner beauty over external beauty. We need to teach them that, both in themselves and others. And that can be tough because they look at these girls that are externally pretty, and they're getting lots of attention. They see it. I mean, they don't miss that. They cause the guys to go a little bit crazy. They see that. They know it. And we've got to teach them that external beauty can be a horrible, dangerous trap for girls who don't have the wisdom of God. And if one of our girls has it, she may love it. She may like the attention it gets and the doors it opens. But we've all probably by now seen lots of beautiful girls dashed to pieces on the rocks of life because they didn't have God's wisdom. They had beauty, but they didn't have God's wisdom. There are a couple of Proverbs that I think fit here. One of them is in Proverbs 6:25, which is warning young men about the danger of the adulterous woman. And he says, do not desire her beauty in your heart, and do not let her capture you with her eyelashes. That external beauty can be very tempting and very dangerous. God says, watch out. And then in Proverbs 31, this excellent woman passage, we read, charm is deceitful. This is verse 30, which means deceptive. And beauty, external beauty, is vain or fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. And we need to teach this to our girls. Esther learned that. Obviously, Esther had external beauty, but evidently Mordecai had done a pretty good job of developing her internal beauty as well. And this is something God used.